Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Crimes of the Father, written by Thomas Keneally and read by Humphrey Bauer. June 16th, 1996. His Eminence, Cardinal John Charles Condon, Cardinal Archbishop of Sydney. Polding Centre, 133 Liverpool Street, New South Wales 2000, Australia. Your Eminence. Re Dr. Francis Dominic Doherty, CCD, formerly of the Archdiocese of Sydney. Please accept my most reverent respects. I am the above-mentioned Frank Doherty, Australian-born, Canadian resident, and incarnated at the moment in the Diocese of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, where I live in my order's house, performing many parish duties at the Church of All Souls in Framborough Street, but also working as an associate professor in the psychology department of the University of Waterloo. There I specialise in developmental psychology and am accredited to conduct a clinical practice, as well as being involved in the clinical training of doctoral students. The Very Reverend Eugene Egan, Bishop of Hamilton, will attest to my record as a priest of this diocese. On his authority and with his backing, I have embarked on a study of the problem of clerical child abuses, whether that abuse be paedophilia or assaults upon minors. As required by their bishops, I give consultations to a number of priests from Eastern Canada who face psychosexual problems. I hope I shall have concluded my present research and made a helpful contribution in that research area within the next 3 years. Your records will show that the reason the Cardinal Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Sydney, Norbert Scanlon, cancelled my faculties to administer the sacraments in 1972 involved no reprehensible behaviour on my part. Like many a young person at that time, I was vociferously involved in human rights issues, which, in the spirit of the Second Vatican Council, I have never seen as separate from matters of dogma. I also took an unambiguous position on apartheid and the Vietnam War, opponents of which were wrongly seen by some Catholics of the early 1970s as communists. I was denounced by members of the laity, who believed sincerely but wrongly that I was undermining the papal magisterium and exalting individual conscience over its authority.